From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says Georgians should have faith in the newly announced voting machines coming for next year's elections. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Raffensperger says keeping elections secure is a top priority with this new system. The new machines come as the state faces lawsuits over its current voting system.
2016 was probably a wake-up call that we have these actors out there that are trying to create mischief. And if they can penetrate a voter database, that's what they're going to try and do.
He says the state is already working with cybersecurity experts and the federal government to make sure the new ballot marking devices from Dominion are protected. The BMD prints a paper ballot with a text summary of your votes and a QR code that is scanned. But critics say the QR code could be manipulated and true hand-marked paper ballots are better. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Dozens of concerned residents packed a Cobb County elementary school last night to learn more about a possible toxin linked to cancer being emitted by a nearby facility. GPB's Ross Terrell has that story.
It was overflow only during a tense meeting with Sterigenics, a company that sterilizes medical products. The meeting came after a report found the company has been releasing thousands of pounds of a gas called ethylene oxide, which studies show if inhaled often can increase your risk of cancer. Ben Johnson has lived near the facility since the 70s.
I have concerns about having breathed the air in 2002 through 2016 when they were emitting 3,000 pounds of the stuff. Now they're saying they're emitting 200 pounds.
County, city, and state officials called for a third-party testing of the air quality. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
There's been a major milestone for the development of two new nuclear reactors at Plant Vogtle near Augusta. Georgia Power has ordered the nuclear fuel load for the first of its two new units. It's the first order to be placed in more than 30 years for a reactor. More than 8,000 workers are on site completing the two-unit expansion. Vogtle Unit 3 is expected to be powered in late 2021 and Unit 4 the next year. The project is billions of dollars over budget and years behind schedule.